Well, Coach, just a great day overall. 5-0 on the day, and pretty much all your matches were pretty convincing. Got to like what you've seen today.
Yeah, it was good. Good finish. You know, we wrestled four this morning in a row and then had that long break, and then we're the last match called of the night. So, you know, kind of got ready and kind of waited and then got ready again and finally got to go. So it's good to perform there. I mean, you know, got some guys in there early and some competitive matches, and then I just kind of kept pulling away as we went. So obviously we're into the top 16. That was the goal for today, and it'll get tougher tomorrow. So a lot of good matches, a lot of good wrestling to come.
This is something that Jake and I talked about on the air. Whenever you can get your guys some pretty competitive matches, I know Dylan faced the number one guy in the state against with Illini Bluff. You got several guys who faced state qualifiers and guys who won state at the younger level. Anytime you can get this tough competition this early on is something that's only going to make you better.
Yeah, I mean, you want to get some tape on them. You want to get some matchup kind of, you know, we feel like we can make adjustments and coach our kids, and the kids can make adjustments and do a good job. So, you know, Dylan was coming back on a short turnaround. He just wrestled a six-minute match. Illini Bluff only has five kids, so he didn't get his rest time. But, you know, the kid out-wrestled him, and there's some things that we're going to have to do better to beat that kid. And obviously that kid's going to be in the way of what Dylan wants to do, so we'll go back to the drawing board on that. And we'll see him again in 2 weeks at Princeton, and should be good to go.
Of course, too, this is really what you want to see out of this tournament. You want to be able to, like you said, get film on some guys, but also see how you stack up with some of the better wrestlers in the state.
Yeah, it's a good good chance to meet up with a bunch of different people. One thing I like so far is we wrestled people that, and we wrestled a lot of them last year, but there aren't people that are on our schedule. And, you know, tomorrow looks like we may be running the Chicago Hope to start. They've never built them before. You know, we'll see beyond that. It's hard to tell, and just kind of take it one match at a time. And I think if we can handle our business, we get a chance to wrestle maybe Cole City in the semis. But a lot of work to do before then, and just got to get ready to go. Got to get guys on weight and get some sleep and get ready to go tomorrow.
One thing, too, that really stood out to me was there was really no duds in your guys' lineup. Everyone went out there, and everyone just competed, and they gave you a chance to win, even if they didn't come away with a win.
Yeah, in a duel, I mean, it's real critical that you get competitive matches out of every weight class, you know, whether we shift the lineup around and we go here or there, as long as you guys are out there competing, you know, like that last duel, Torres wrestled tough. I mean, he had a chance to win, and a couple little tactical errors he made in the first period off that throw. He should have had back points, takedown and back points, and didn't get anything out of it. So we can coach him up on those situations. And but, you know, losing decisions, that's one thing that kind of burns me up is getting pinned. I hate giving up pins. And, you know, you, against good teams, you can't do that because those pins turn into lopsided scores against really good teams. So got to be stingy with the bonus points and make sure we're getting them. I thought we did a pretty good job of racking up the bonus points. We had chances. We had some big scores in our duels. But, you know, I think I'd like to see change a little bit, giving up a few too many pins. So it's one thing to get beat on points. It's a whole different thing to get pinned. So especially in dual meet wrestling. And so just something that guys have to take pride in, and that they're not going to give it up and they're not going to get pinned. And obviously if you decrease the amount of times you go to your back, and your chances are better of not getting pinned. So kind of simple on that front. But same thing, it's a determination thing. It's a mentality thing, so we got to keep working on it.
Of course, too, with wrestling being such a momentum-based sport, any, like you said, if you can avoid those pins and you know the guy behind you is going to see that you're going out there, giving him a chance, he's going to get that extra juice to pull through for the team. And it was something that I really thought showed in your guys' first match.
Yeah, you get going, you know, get a little momentum build, like you said, and, you know, a couple guys get pins, and then next thing you know, we're rolling, and the guys feeding off each other, and the kids on the bench are getting into it, and confidence, and, you know, you can see the momentum going against the other team that you're wrestling, so it's a good thing.
Of course, too, like you said, tomorrow in the 16-team bracket, got a quick turnaround, but a chance to do something that this team hasn't done in school history, and that's win Abe's Rumble, and I'm sure that was something that you want to get at and something you want to get achieved, especially whenever you saw the schedule come out at the beginning of the year.
Sure, that's been a goal of ours, and like you said, we haven't won it, haven't brought the trophy home. Cole City and Lena Winslow kind of had a stranglehold on it, you know, and then last year Marion Central won it, so obviously, you know, all those teams are here again, and they're gonna be fighting for it too. So let's take it one match at a time, and I got to win four tomorrow to do it. So we'll see what happens, and we'll go scout our opponents that we'll have tomorrow, and look at lineups, and then put it in the kids' hands tomorrow.
And of course, too, it's gonna be no different than what you have to go through in February. If you want to get a trophy, you're gonna have to go through somebody really good.
Yep, for sure. You know, and that's hopefully all this sets us up for that. You know, you do hard things so that you're more prepared in the future for, you know, whatever you're facing, and that's kind of the goal behind it. You know, and then I think some of this during the season, you kind of put doubt or fear in other people's minds of what they can do against you, and kind of keeping that mental edge on people. And you know, and that's one of those things too, where they, you know, if they know they got to face you and you've already beat them, I think that's tough sometimes, you know. So just trying to keep the mental edge on people and working hard to do that.